5.17.
So, Miles, you're going to tell us about your top five cities.
Yes, it was a difficult question for me because, of course, as a travel writer, I've been to so many places. But in the end, I decided that if I was making a personal choice, they had to be cities that meant something to me personally, that had a personal connection. So these aren't necessarily big tourist cities, though some of them are, but the cities that are my own personal top five. Incidentally, these five aren't in any particular order.
So what's the first one in your top five?
Well, the first one is Sydney. The personal connection is that my son and his family live there, so of course my wife and I have been there quite often and got to know it well. Of course, there are lots of amazing things about Sydney. For one thing, it's a waterfront city. It has the sea all around it. There's wonderful surfing on Bondi Beach and plenty of great little bays for sunbathing and swimming. It's also a very cosmopolitan city. Sydneysiders, which is what people from Sydney are called, come from all corners of the world. So, for example, the choice of places to eat is endless. You can find everything from simple soup kitchens to elegant world-class restaurants. So you can choose to eat Thai, Vietnamese, Greek, Italian, and many, many other kinds of cuisine.
And your second city?
My wife and I spent our honeymoon in Edinburgh, so it's always been a special place for me. But I think it's especially exciting during the festival, which happens every August. Of course, there's a fantastic programme of music and dance and the arts, but what gives the city a special buzz during the festival is the Fringe. The Fringe is a massive alternative festival, and it has literally hundreds of events. Comedy, theatre, amateur student groups, street entertainers, and of course the pubs stay open until much later than usual during the festival, and that adds to the atmosphere too. However, it's really hard to get accommodation during the festival, so you need to book well in advance.
I must say, I've never been to the festival, though I've often thought about going. Next year I really have to get there. What about your third city?
My third city is Cairo. We lived there for 5 years in the 70s, and both our sons were born there, beside the River Nile. People always associate Cairo with the pyramids, and of course, they are amazing, but for me, the best thing about it is the museums, which are absolutely fantastic. The Egyptian Museum has the world's largest and best collection from pharaonic times. Then the Coptic Museum, which is in the suburb of Al-Fastat, has the best of Egypt's Christian culture. And the Museum of Islamic Art has a whole lot of exquisite pieces from Muslim times. So, if you're someone who likes museums and antiquities, my advice is go to Cairo.
Oh, I have been to Cairo, and I completely agree with you. And your next one?
For my next one, we're back in Europe, in Italy. I've chosen Lucca in Tuscany. Tuscany's two major tourist towns, Florence and Pisa, are absolutely jam-packed with tourists all year round, but most of them never get to Lucca. You can only really explore it on foot, which is the way I like to move around a town, and in about an hour you can do the 4 kilometre circuit all around its Renaissance town walls. These walls are amazing. They're completely intact, and you can peer into people's living rooms as you walk past. Or you can walk from one end of the town to the other along the Via Filungo. Also, Lucca is the birthplace of Puccini, who's one of my all-time favourite composers. He played the organ of the town's magnificent cathedral when he was a young man, and there's a wonderful open-air festival every year where they perform his operas at a place called Torre del Lago, which is just nearby.
And your last city?
My last city is one that not many people have been to. It's not on the usual tourist route. I'd just finished university and I was curious about the wider world, so I went to Laos in Southeast Asia. Laos and its capital, Vientiane, were my first experience of living and working outside Western Europe. The Laotians are a lovely, gentle, laid-back people. They taught me to relax. And they showed me how it's quite possible to be happy with very little money. The scenery is spectacular too. The impressive Mekong River flows far away over the sands in the dry season and speeds by the city like a wide, rushing torrent once the rainy season begins. I remember looking down on it from one of the restaurants along its banks and feeling that it was sweeping away all my troubles.